Good afternoon, and thank you for attending this session. I hope to take this time to better inform you about the potential application of reverse crossword puzzle assignments for teaching terminology. Mastering terminology is the first step to navigating more complex content within your discipline. And what we found is that the use of crossword puzzles has been reported to be useful to teach terminology. For our research, what we're trying to do is move beyond that basic term definition regurgitation that so often happens, and we wanted to move into Bloom's taxonomy's level of the analyze and the apply levels. What we're effectively asking our students to do is look at these images and really tell us what is the structure that they're looking at and how can they tell it that it's different from the other structures. Across a broad range of disciplines, we found that these puzzles are useful and effective, and students generally enjoy them for learning. This research has two primary puzzle types. First, we have your traditional crossword puzzle. That's where you're given those great vague definitions, and you have that specific amount of letters that you can use to fill in the term. We're also looking at a reverse crossword puzzle. For that, that's where you're given an assignment where all of your terms are filled in and you are tasked with giving a definition. We found this type of puzzle used once before in the literature, and it found that it promoted a better understanding of the material, and it contributed to a positive learning experience. Our objectives of this research, broadly speaking, is to understand if a reverse crossword puzzle is a useful learning assignment. More specifically, we wanted to see if we could increase students' confidence and their knowledge of the material, and we wanted to see if students could demonstrate an increase in their higher order knowledge as a result of taking or doing one of these assignments. These assignments were administered in HORT 570, which is a greenhouse operations management class taught at Kansas State University. And the students that take this class are predominantly horticulture students, but as well we have agriculture education majors. This research comes in two phases. The first phase is the assignment swap phase. I'll be presenting that first. And the second phase is an image selection phase. For the assignment swap phase, we wanted to isolate two sections of the class that were very terminology heavy. So we looked specifically at the greenhouse structural terminology and our hydroponic systems terminology sections. Now this is an assignment swap phase. So students were randomly divided into two groups, solvers and creators. The solvers were given a traditional crossword puzzle that they had to go and solve. The creators used freeware available online to generate their own reverse crossword puzzle and offer the definitions for that. For the second module, the solvers became the creators, and the creators became the solvers, so everyone got to do all assignments. An example of the freeware that we used for this assignment is available on armoredpenguin.com. We administered some survey instruments as a pre and post survey, and these instruments had two types of items on them. First, it was items characterizing students' opinions on the assignment, and second, it was assessing the students' confidence and their knowledge of the material. The pre-survey was given right at the very beginning of the module, and the post-survey was right after the assignment was due. All these survey items were mirrored across all of the years of this research, and we were using paired t-tests to compare our means of interest. Looking at that first data point, whether or not students find this fun, we found directly in line with the literature, students enjoyed the assignment, broadly speaking, whether they were solvers or creators. Looking at a slightly different aspect, we wanted to see if we were changing the perceptions of the students on the type of puzzle that they were completing. And we didn't really find any significant change on whether they thought the assignment would be enjoyable, except after their creators had done the creator assignment. So what we found is we actually increased the students' favorability towards creating reverse crossword puzzle significantly. Now, when we're looking at measuring the students' confidence in their material, we asked them two primary questions. We wanted to know if they could tell the difference, if they felt that they knew the difference between these structures or the hydroponic terminology. And then we wanted to ask them if they could visualize what some of these structures or terms were. And across the board, we found very significant increases in the students' confidence, whether they were solvers or creators. Now, there is one interesting significant change that we found with this, and it was under the I can visualize line. So what we found is that the creators and solvers both started at that level of 2.9, which is right at that I agree, like loosely. Now, starting at that level, we found that that I could visualize line increased more when students were creators of the reverse crossword puzzle. And that did have a significant difference over a traditional crossword puzzle. Now, looking at measuring their knowledge gain from the solvers and creator standpoint, we did actually find that with the greenhouse structural terminology section, we were able to increase their scores on the exams by almost a letter grade, which is pretty impressive. So that fueled the next line of research, which is looking specifically at the reverse crossword puzzle. So that moves us into our image selection phase. For this phase, we're looking only at greenhouse structural terminology, and we're only using the reverse crossword puzzles. One really important change that we made, though, is we asked students to go online and pull images that they felt best represented the terms that they were asked to define. This is an example of the assignment that the students received. So we actually generated the assignment for them this time, and we gave them the first across and the first down. So here we've defined both of those terms, and we've offered an example of the image that we felt best represented that term. That was the first year of the image selection phase. In the second year of the image selection phase, we made one more change, and that was specifically due to information literacy. What we were finding is that students too frequently were pulling incorrect images from Google searches, which makes sense because Google is broadly unreliable sometimes. So what we offered the students was an image bank where they could just look at this bank of images and they could pull them in directly from that. These are images that we supplied that we have taken. Now, every term in the puzzle was represented at least twice, and some of the images could be used more than once if they felt something applicable. This is an example of the image bank that we provided the students. This is the first of several pages of images that we gave them. And we used very distinct arrows and indicators to show the students what we were trying to get at with the specific image. Again, looking at students' preferences, we found that students generally enjoyed this type of assignment, which, again, in line with the literature. Looking at the students' confidence in their and knowledge in the information, again, significant increases across the board, especially looking at that I know the difference and I can visualize. And when we're looking at this, we kind of wonder if their confidence is warranted. Well, their scores on the exam, or on the assignment definitely suggest that, with an average of a low A between the 2 years. The rest of this data is actually based on some indicator questions. These indicator questions were mirrored across all instances, including the surveys and the exams. And I found that there was a direct correlation between these indicator questions and actually how well they scored on the terminology sections of the exams. Comparing the first exam to the final exam. So we're kind of looking at knowledge retention here between the 2 years. So we see about a 15-point decrease in their knowledge retention. So that means that they're not really keeping the information in as well as maybe they could be. And again, in 2018, it's a 12-point decrease. Now, when we're looking at the first exam between the 2 years, there's no significant difference, and then same with the final exam. So there's a very similar decrease in knowledge retention, which suggests to us that it doesn't matter which method of image selection that you use when generating this type of assignment, students' information retention is about the same. Our broad conclusions for this is that students still like doing crossword puzzles, so that's great. We didn't make them dislike the assignment. We were able to show a substantial increase in the students' confidence in their knowledge of the material, but we could not demonstrate an actual knowledge gain from this assignment. And when you're comparing just solving a traditional crossword puzzle to having students create the puzzle, creating the puzzle might actually have a potential learning benefit over a traditional crossword. And finally, when you're incorporating an image selection method, it doesn't matter whether you're having the students pull the images from the internet or providing them with an image bank, it has approximately a similar result. Our broad takeaway from this research is that students have to study this terminology anyway. So if you're trying to generate an assignment to help them study, you might as well assign them something they enjoy doing that the research has shown. And I know we at K-State with the greenhouse management course will definitely keep using this assignment. So that's all I have for this research. I am open to questions.
We have time for questions. Any questions?
As far as I know, it's not proprietary. If you get in contact with one of us, either Dr. Kim Williams or myself, we can definitely help supply you with some information.
Great. Other questions? Okay, well, Jacob, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job.